This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. The 119th episode of the monthly radio program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said that providing work to every person according to their abilities and connecting them with the country's development to make every family prosperous is only possible through a cooperative movement. Cooperative sector has gained significant momentum over the past 3 years due to the centre's efforts as the government has given special impetus to the cooperative movement. Speaking at the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Janata Sahakari Bank in Pune yesterday, he said Modi government has made India's cooperative sector marketable. Mr. Shah informed that the first regional office of the Central Register Cooperative Society will be opened in Pune. Mr. Shah said that an umbrella organization has been formed to help and support the cooperative banks across the country to get them out of financial difficulties.
हमने 300 करोड़ की जमा राशि अम्ब्रेला संगठन में इकट्ठा करने का काम समाप्त कर दिया है और अब ये अम्ब्रेला संगठन कोऑपरेटिव बैंकों को हर प्रकार की सहायता देने के लिए सक्षम हो जाएगा.
In Manipur, the Zomi and Kuki community of Churchandpur district voluntarily surrendered 16 weapons and ammunition to the security forces. The surrender of looted and illegally held weapons took place after the governor of Manipur, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, on Thursday appealed to members of all communities of the state to surrender looted police weapons and illegally held arms within 7 days. The appeal note from Raj Bhavan Imphal also informed that if the weapons were not surrendered within the given days, strict action would be followed for possession of arms. After the governor's appeal, Assam Rifles along with police, CRPF, state intelligence agencies and state administration engaged with local Zomi and Kuki community leaders to de-weaponization for bringing peace and harmony in the state. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stressed that health care is a fundamental right and not a privilege. Addressing the 12th International Health Dialogue in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar stressed that the Global South cannot be a hostage to uncertain supply chains and vagaries of global economy. He highlighted India's contributions to global health security as a first responder, a development partner, a supply chain link and a health solution provider. He said initiatives like Ayushman Bharat health insurance to crores of citizens. The 100-day TB elimination campaign of the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has detected over 5 lakh tuberculosis TB patients across the country. In 455 districts involved in the campaign, over 3,57,000 TB patients have been diagnosed. Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said that more than 10 crore vulnerable individuals have been screened as a result of accelerated case detection efforts, reduced diagnostic delays, identifying drug-resistant cases early and improving treatment outcomes. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, Australia defeated England by 5 wickets in the Group B clash at Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore, Pakistan. Chasing a target of 352 runs, Australia were in deep trouble after losing 4 wickets for 136 runs, but Alex Carey, along with Josh Inglis, took Kangaroos out of trouble. Inglis took England bowlers to the cleaners as he smashed 120 runs in 86 balls. India secured a crucial 1-0 victory against Germany in the Women's FIH Pro League match yesterday, with star Drag Flicker scoring the decisive goal from a penalty corner in the 12th minute at the Kalinga Stadium in Bhuvaneshwar. Deepika scored from a penalty corner to give India the lead with 3 minutes left in the first quarter. And that is the end of this news bulletin.